think that people mostly call crazy real. When you're too real, when you stand on what you say and you stand on what you believe in, they call you crazy.
I don't know why I think this is funny as shit. This is a... I don't know. I love this shit. I love this shit because I think, you know, my story, you know, what you realize is that my challenges and the challenges that everyday people have are no different from one another. There really isn't. You have a plethora of problems. They're all the same. It's just that, let's say out of the 10 problems that we all have the same, but 2 and 3 are amplified for me now. And for you as 5 and 6 are amplified today. But we have the same shit we deal with. We go to work, we pay bills, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do on the weekends with our kids, with our loved ones, whatever it is, right? And it's weird because I know the problems that we have are, you know, this is the shit I think about on my own time. Like, I think about how the elite people, they have to create anarchy. Like, they have to create certain things. Like, you know, when you see the economy tanking and all this shit going on in the world and possible World War III, I think the elitists, they get so bored with life, right? That's why those people were going to Epstein Island and fucking little girls and boys and shit, because regular life gets boring to them because they have access to any woman that is available. They have access to any adult person. They have access to everything. I would think after $20 million, like if your net worth is like $20 million, you don't have to, you can have everything and anything you want. I truly believe that. So it's, anywho, but I ranted there. I don't know why the fuck why, but I saw this post. It says 8 signs you are a losing male. That's what it says. If you're a losing male, you're exhibiting these signs. Okay. And I was just laughing about it. Number one, you masturbate every day. All right. So as a single man, what do you fucking do? Do you just become celibate? What do? Tell me. Do you just hold off? Oh, okay. So you don't hold off. Okay, great. So what do? You get a partner? Okay. You want to go into getting a partner? And fucking up my freedom? Listen, I'm agnostic when it comes to relationships. Meaning, I'm all for people wanting a relationship, but I'm also for people wanting their independence. There's pros and cons to each situation. This whole notion of that we're going to be alone for the rest of our lives or die alone is such a depressing mindset. I don't know. I see people die every fucking day. They don't die with their partners. They don't go to the pearly gates with that partner holding hands together. Real life ain't The Notebook. Okay, most people have different timelines of when they die, and that's the reality of it. So this idea that I'm gonna die with everybody around me, and we're gonna get on this plane like Lost, or go into this room and wait for each other to die, and then we're all gonna go to the pearly gates together, that's not a realistic mindset. Like, that's how I feel anyway. So this idea of, okay, what should I do? Oh my God, they went ahead and removed me. What did I do? I mean, they went ahead and took my phone. I was like, fucking, okay, here we go. Shit. They tried to do me dirty. But this whole idea that you have to be with somebody to be fulfilled in life, I think that's not for everybody. I'm realizing that for myself every day. Like, I'm realizing that, hey, being with somebody is not an ideal thing. It's not, because I love my freedom. I don't like being controlled. I don't like being told what to do. And I don't mind working in a tandem with a partnership. But what happens a lot of times is that a person comes in and they're trying to change you. They're trying to fix the things that they don't like about you. Where I am not that way. I usually do my vetting in the beginning, whether I go further with that person or not. Like, I'm not trying to change a person in their ways. It's like, you are who you are. Just convey who you are and I'm happy. I'll chew on it and I'll deal with it. But I'm not going into it. If you're not somebody that's open-minded, I'm not going to make you open-minded. Or if you're a person that doesn't like playing video games, I'm not going to convert you to playing video games. I'm not going to convert you into watching sports and ESPN. No, I'm not going to do that because that's not who you are. So why the fuck are you trying to have me change my ways, right? So, yeah, I mean, if you masturbate every day, it's like the solution to that is to get a partner. And then if you get a partner, guess what? That creates a whole different bunch of problems. So, yes, I'm a losing male in that regard. The second thing that says, you let everyone disrespect you. I don't know about that. Yeah, I'm definitely not about that. There are four items in here that I'm definitely are. I just need one of them. I masturbate every day. Number two, I don't let everyone disrespect me. If anything, people know better than to not disrespect me because I will have a rebuttal. I will put you in your place with words. I try to tell that to my daughter every day. It's not about putting your hands on you, but when someone talks out of line or is trying to create, like she was telling me about, you know, middle school drama, like someone was trying to pin the fart on her and she was like, no, I didn't fart, but this girl kept fixated on it. I'm like, you know, I will tell you what to do, but I know you don't like confrontation. I know you don't like escalating it because if it was me, I would have been like, man, you're the one. Why are you the one keep saying that I fucking farted? You're the one that farted. You're the one. If you're the one accusing me, it must have been you because I'm saying I didn't do it. So why are you coming at me? Like, how do you know it came out of my ass? Do you smell my ass? Do you know what I ate? Right? But like my daughter is so not wanting to be confrontational with anybody. And I think that's how she's built. So I just let her, I just tell her, hey, you got to let it slide. But I don't let anybody disrespect me for sure. Number three, it says you can't control your emotions. You're a losing male if you can't control your emotions. I agree with that. But I think you have to be in touch with all of your emotions. I think there's, in my time now, there is a debate about alpha males and, you know, I guess demasculating males. And I've always come from the mindset that, especially during my years of self-growth, that sharing emotions does not make me weak. It does not make me less of a man. I'm still a man at the end of the day, no matter what society's trying to implement with all these different gender labels and shit. I don't fucking care. But you have to be in control of your emotions. You have to be. You can't be erratic. You can't be... Sorry, you can't be fucking angry. You can't be fucking... And I used to be like that all the time, but I've learned to control it. So I'm not a losing man in that regard. Number four, you don't work out. Right now, I'm not working out. And it's simply because I ordered a gym. I said, you know, I'm so tired of going to the fucking gym. I used to like it going at one time, but then when you get in shape, what happens is people start bothering you and you feel like a white fucking bangle that's on exhibit, or like a panda bear, right? Like a very exotic, different type of animal. That's the sadness of my physique. And when I get in shape, people just start looking at me and then they want to have conversations and talk to me. And I'm like, bro, like the last thing I'm trying to do here is talk to you. And it's not girls that talk to you. Girls don't even look at you. It's more of the guys. They just want to come and talk. They want to be BFFs. And there's those guys that spend like 3 hours at the gym. And I'm like, dude, I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm not here to socialize. I'm here to fucking work, get this shit done, and be the fuck out. I hate working out in gyms. I hate working out. It's a love and hate thing. I love the way it makes me feel, but sometimes I hate the work and the grind that comes with it, right? And the discipline. But that's what I love about it. The discipline, the commitment, doing something that's challenging, but I hate fucking doing it with other people around because they bother you. It's social hour for them. And I will have to tell them all the time, hey, I'm not here for social hour. If you want to meet socially, let's work out. Then we'll go have beers afterwards. Then we'll go have breakfast. Whatever fucking time we work out, we'll go do something and socialize. But I'm not trying to socialize in the gym. I'm sorry you're not happy at home. I'm sorry your wife doesn't want to talk to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you don't want to go out and go to the club. I hear you. That's not me. Number five, that you are a losing male. This is absolutely number one for me. You never go outside. And in parentheses, it goes, always playing video games. I'm sorry. I mean, I love my fucking video games. This is what I was telling my daughter, is that part of my makeup as a person is competition. I love competing. That's why I love watching sports. That's why if I was in better shape, I would consider doing jiu-jitsu. I did boxing last year, but my body's breaking down. I'm 46 years old. So my body doesn't like taking it through the rigorous shit that I would love to take it through. It hurts. Shit gets sore. And, you know, I cannot jeopardize being bedridden like I was when I had my Achilles surgeries. You know, like when I have knee surgery or whatever fucking other, or hernia surgery, whatever other shit I have, I can't risk it at this stage in life. So I do it through the virtual world. Video games, competing against other people, chess, things like that. I don't care what you think. If I should be outside and playing, cool. But I'm not going to go outside. I'm happy in my own home. So yeah, that makes me a losing male for sure. Number six, you watch porn. Again, goes back to number one. Duh. If you're single and if you're not caving into these women, their fantasy expectations because they watch these romantic novels, movies, I should say, and that's what they want in real life. And it's like, well, porn is not real. I don't think The Notebook is real. I don't think any of those fucking movies you like watching are real. But guess what? You're stuck on that shit. You think you watch all those Disney movies and you believe in love and you believe in that fantasy shit? I hear you. I believe in it too. I think the feeling of love is a great feeling. But don't get on my porn because it's just as fake as your shit too. Most people don't experience it. And if you're single, guess what? I'm not going to cave into a woman, period. I'm not. I love my freedom more. Okay. What we have here, man, this is shit. It's like, well, I don't know what's doing this. You don't respect parents. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of half and half on this one. I respect my parents, but we're at a point of no return. I'm, again, 46 years old, and my parents are stuck in their ways, and we don't have the greatest communication. My father judges me every fucking time, wants to say something. And then my mom is always asking for something. Miss Belvedere doesn't ask how my day's going. Doesn't ask. It's always about what can you do for me? These are my problems. Fix them for me. Or this lady's fixing them for me. That's all it is. I have a woman that's complaining about her life and needing help every step of the way. And for many years, I've tried helping her. Like, I mean, starting in my teens. And it's like, you know, they don't want to listen. They just want to do it their way. And then my dad is the person that's bitter about life and me not being raised with him and judging everything I did from playing basketball, not going to the military, all these, not getting along with my sister, all these different things. So it's like, you know what? I'm out. So, you know, I respect my parents, but I'm not in a loving relationship like many of you are. Number eight, you chase girls. Nah, I don't chase girls. I'm sorry. Like I implemented this new rule in 2023. I am not messaging anybody unless you message me. I'm not going to be the one that's going to say, hey, what's up, or like your comment or whatever. I'm not doing any of that shit. If you don't reach out to me, I'm not reaching out to you. So if you're a lady that's interested, which is none of them, I'm not going to go ahead and be chasing you and giving you good mornings every day. I'll let those other 20 guys that are in your inbox and those guys that call you every day that are still yearning for your loving and all they want to do is fuck, really, but they know you need that attention and they're just waiting for the right moment. No, I'm not doing that, bro. You go have at it. I'm not chasing girls. Drop 100 if you reach the last slide. Nah, bro. I mean, I would say out of the eight, right now I'm four. And it's like, dude, I'm definitely all about the porn. I'm definitely all about self-pleasure. I'm definitely all about not working out because I'm not doing it. And number five, and definitely playing video games all day long. And I don't give a fuck what you think. Look, I'd rather be at home playing video games than going out and socializing at a bar, having drinks. It doesn't excite me. That shit, you know what excites me? You know what excites me instead of going to a bar? It's going to a bar in Amsterdam. It's going out of the country and partying that way. I'd rather save my $100 that I would have at the bar talking to people about stupid shit, politics, or whatever the fuck they're fucking irritated about, or hear them complain about their wives, than fucking, I'd rather save that money and take it on a flight and go to Canada. Get the fuck out.
You didn't love the French?
I love the Canadians.
French Canadians.
Yeah, I'll take them.
You love Canadians, period.
I love Canadians, period.
But do you love French Canadians?
Yes, because they are Canadian. But French, bro.
Not into French?
And nobody is.
They make great wine.
Yeah.
That's not true. People go to Paris every year.
Yeah, but they leave. It's not the kind of place people are milling around, man.